USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some tense moments between President Trump and the President of France, Emmanuel Macron, after the two have a meeting on the sidelines of the NATO summit in London. The President teasing Macron on moving ISIS fighters out of jail in Syria.
Would you like some nice ISIS fighters?
Yeah,
I can give them to you.
Macron standing by earlier remarks about Europe no longer able to count on absolute support from the United States. Meanwhile, President Trump says NATO is headed in the wrong direction before he started pushing for all member nations to boost their defense spending. Meanwhile, Wall Street has seen its biggest decline in 2 months in trading so far since the president says at the summit that it might be best to wait until after the 2020 election before trying to reach a trade deal with China. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wade Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Another shooting at a Wisconsin high school in 2 days. The Oshkosh Police Department says a student confronted a school resource officer at Oshkosh West High School today. Both are injured and being treated for their wounds. A similar incident happened in Waukesha yesterday. Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter is expected to plead guilty shortly to federal charges against him that say he used a lot of campaign donations for his own personal expenses. Legal analyst Danny Cavallo says the case against the congressman appears to be pretty solid.
Anyone casually reading this indictment against him, and it's publicly available, will see that this is anything but a witch hunt. And this is anything but just some bad management of money during a campaign.
He was speaking on MSNBC. Congressman Hunter has been maintaining his innocence for years. His wife, Lo, agreed last summer to cooperate with prosecutors. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
After 3 days of spending, Americans are today being asked to give. On Tuesday, it's Giving Tuesday, a worldwide movement aimed at promoting generosity and helping others with the gift of time, goods, and monetary donations. Initial data shows sales on Cyber Monday reached $9.2 billion. That's a record and a 17% increase over last year, according to Adobe Marketing and Consumer Insights. A French fry shortage could be on the horizon. Bloomberg reports potato production in the U.S. and Canada this autumn has been hit hard by an early frost and early snow. Processors now scrambling to buy up what's left of the harvest, so there's not a shortage of fries. Potato production in the U.S. is at its lowest point since 2010. Oh, and that new television you just got a great deal on could be spying on you. And this is not a conspiracy theory. This comes from the FBI, which is warning that smart TVs with internet connections and facial recognition capability are vulnerable to hacking. And even without a hack, that technology could allow the manufacturer and app developers to keep an eye on you. A malicious actor could do everything from change your channels to spy on what you do and say when you're near your TV. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.